I'm Tim Echols, your host. I serve on the Georgia Public Service Commission. We regulate energy in Georgia. Actually started as the Railroad Commission back in 1879, regulating train issues, and morphed into essentially a utility regulator, anything on the right-of-way. I've got in the studio with me Tim Moore of Green Line Rates and Dr. Jackie Tidwell from the University of Georgia. Welcome, Tim. Good to have you back. And Dr. Tidwell, thanks for joining us on the show again today. Dr. Tidwell, let me just get your reaction about the kind of money, thousands of dollars, that simply analyzing the data on a bill can deliver to commercial businesses.
I think it's astounding. For a lot of us, a great many of us may invest in companies. I know I own shares of stock in many companies, and it's important to me that they have practices that are in alignment with my culture, which is not only sustainability, but also fiscal responsibility. And it's surprising to me, Tim, when you mention that folks are not taking advantage of that when you bring it to their attention. That really just is shocking to me because, frankly, I want to invest in companies that are willing not only to be responsible with how they are, you know, using their money and producing their services, but then passing it back on to both their customers, but also me as a shareholder. So that was really surprising to hear that. Why do you think that is?
I wish I understood people better. We can identify the savings, but, you know, until they give us the authority to go out and either recover their billing errors or convert them to better rates, there's really nothing we can do for them. I wish I could tell you.
Obviously, there's some trust involved, right, as you establish that trust. And you've got, you know, certainly a long list of people that you've helped. I mean, you're on this show today because Andrew Saunders said that you guys were legit, that you were saving this county, that this station is adjacent to. You're saving them money. And you've done this with, you know, hundreds of other companies. And so either folks don't know that they're wasting money, or they don't care that they're wasting money, right? Is that pretty much it?
That's pretty much it. You know, different areas we have different success. With Savannah, we went in and established a few accounts. Everyone knows each other, and word of mouth spreads, and people just start jumping on board. Gainesville's very good. There's a lot of fabrication going on there. Of course, Atlanta. I mean, we're all over the state now. It takes time. It takes time to gain people's trust. But, I mean, once you've gone in and established with some well-known companies, then it pretty much opens up.
Is this as true with EMS?